This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Gura. A new report from the U.S. Government Accountability Office says that lifting restrictions on exporting crude oil, restrictions that have been in place for 40 years, could drive down gasoline prices. The idea is that if there were more oil available on the world market, we'd see lower prices here in the U.S. Well, that report was written more than a month ago, and oh, how things have changed since then. That was before world oil prices and U.S. gasoline prices slid significantly. Marketplace's Dan Weissman looks at whether or not that changes the equation.
In a way, U.S. crude is already affecting world markets by reducing U.S. imports. So that leaves oil exporters like Nigeria looking for takers and lowering their prices. So do world markets really want U.S. crude right now? Energy consultant Jeffrey Stiles says nobody knows.
We're really exploring new territory here. The new crudes that have brought all this about came into the market during a period when the prices were pretty high. These are not inexpensive crudes to get out of the ground.
So it might not be worthwhile for U.S. drillers to increase production if world prices stay low, which is still an if. Michael Levy is Senior Fellow for Energy and the Environment at the Council on Foreign Relations.
I don't think anyone knows where the price of oil will be in a year. The big news in the oil markets is not just lower prices, it's the return of volatility, and volatility works in both directions.
Either way, he says, it's not an argument for keeping the export ban. In Chicago, I'm Dan Weissman from Marketplace.